Yeah.
Kirk Paving.
Hey, is John in by chance?
Mask is calling, please.
Yeah, this is Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
And what does it regard?
I'm just trying to follow up on some financing that was done with Wells Fargo.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Tyler, he's on the other line right now. Can I take a message and he can call you back?
Yeah, if John's a little busy, he might be able to help me out. Does he have like a controller or an office manager that's available, or does John kind of make those decisions?
He makes those own decisions, man.
Gotcha. Does
Anything
he have
that
the...
has to do with money, he makes the call. It's his money.
I gotcha. Does he have like a voicemail or an email there I can leave some details, or if you can pass along a note, whatever really works best
for
him?
Yeah, I can just pass on a note. He's on the other line right now on a conference call.
Gotcha. Yeah, just let me know when you're ready then.
Go ahead.
My name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
Uh-huh.
And my direct dial is 858-252-1496. Just trying to follow up here. We extended a finance offer. They had been recently pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. Do you know if John's mentioned receiving that or if he had any plans in the near future they were looking to tackle?
I have no idea, man. Like I said, money is his money.
Gotcha, gotcha. If you could just pass...
I don't discuss any of that stuff with him. And
I see. Yeah, if you could pass along that note, let him know I called. Is the best email still the kirkpaving@cox.net?
That would be it.
Perfect. Just let him know I'm going to shoot him an email. That way he has it on file in case he hasn't received it yet. If he does have any questions, he can refer to that. And that's my direct line, so it'll take him right to me.
Alrighty. Alright, thanks, Tyler.
I appreciate it.
Right,
thank you.